getting you on your way. In style.
Okay, time to get started.
With Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
It feels good to be back to say you're on your way with Joshua Simon on Kiss 92. And I have been on my way as well to its recovery. I've been away for the past couple of days on medical leave. I'll explain a little bit more if you're interested later on. But we have to take the show on the road, right? Because we are now at the fifth edition of our Guess the Song game, brought to you by Propnex. We have up to $8,500 cash as well as flights to Paris. The first thing you want to do is head over to our Propnex website. There is a link at kiss92.sg. Just click on Guess the Song and you can register. Choose one out of five locations that you want to travel to. Because even if you don't win the cash, you can still win the flights with Propnex. I'll play you our fifth song, okay? It's only 1 second of this song that we play here on Kiss 92 to give you a head start. Let's see if we can get it right. Also, a chance for you to win 20 packs of Dan's Bites Brownie Crisp worth $120.
You're on your way. I'm on my way with Joshua Simon.
We're now on our fifth edition of Guess the Song, brought to you by Propnex. Now, initially when they pitched this game, I was like, there's no way, this is so difficult, right? 1 second of a song, and we've got a lot of songs here on Kiss 92, and you want us to guess? And the prize is supposed to snowball, 8,000. But guess what? We've been giving away cash left, right, center. And it just so happens that we've been giving away quite a bit on the evening show. There's just something about the evening, you know, where you're like tired lah, after work lah. And then we play that 1 second clip and you're like, oh yeah, obviously it's that song lah. And boom, people win just like that. Okay, so I'm going to play you our fifth sound clip right now. The prize is at $100, okay? I mean, just like that. If you get it right, you win $100 cash. Why not, right? Listen carefully. I'll play you the clip 3 times. Do you know the answer? Don't call me yet. Okay, hold on to it. Check with your friends around you. Could it be what you think it is? I'll tell you when to call later on.
Getting you on your way. In style.
Okay, time to get started.
With Joshua Simon. On Kiss 92.
So apart from the car expo, I didn't have a lot planned over the weekend until I saw everyone on social media posting about Coachella. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You live in Tiong Bahru. And then they're like, no, dude. Like, it's live streamed on YouTube. And then I was like, oh, this is such a great idea. I turned to my roommate and I was like, should we turn this house into a mini Coachella? So my roommate has his laptop. My room got my iMac. Outside the room, the living room, got one big TV. So each section of the house, we turn on the YouTube live stream for Coachella, and we had different stages. And then we even dressed up. We wore sunglasses in our own apartment. We had all our fringe, like, thrift shop clothes. I mean, we were just like, act cool, walk around the house, you know, like as if we're at Coachella, the biggest music festival in the world. We had a blast, and I think that's the joy about, like, these live streams these days. You don't have to, like, buy a ticket and fly out to the US, go to the middle of nowhere. It's so expensive. We're very lazy, lah. At home, we just do our own Coachella music festival, you know? But I have a lot of thoughts, some critical thoughts on Coachella itself. From Le Sheriffin to No Doubt, and even my queen, Lana Del Rey. I'm not going to hold back. I am going to pop off on Coachella.
Keeping you company on your way home. Joshua Simon, Kiss 92.
Right now, a chance for you to win from Dan's Bites some brownie crisps worth $120. A hard word to say, crisps.
Crisps.
Because a lot of us like to say crips.
My mom, yes.
Look, I went to film school and my lecturer, I remember the first day of my lecture, and my teacher came in and he was like, welcome to film school. And I was like, I love my. He was a good lecturer, don't worry.
Okay.
I have a carton of 20 packs of assorted Dan's Bites Brownie Crisps. This is Singapore's first brownie with the crisps. That means crunchy brownie lah. Crunchy brownie. You want to try? Okay, it's vegetarian friendly. It's also halal certified. There's dark chocolate with mixed nuts. That's probably the one I'll go for. White chocolate and milk tea. Yes. Okay, $100 worth. Okay, let's bring back my silly little song title game where I ask you to think of a song title that has a particular word in it. So this will be a nice warm-up before our prop next guest the song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's later on, the cuticle calls later on, okay? Right now, we give you the brownie crisps first, okay? we want you to think of a song title that has the word man.
Ooh.
In it. Man. M-A-N. In the title. Okay? And if you're thinking, wow, why so sexist? Why men? Why not woman? Well, that also counts.
Okay.
Because my song choice is God is a Woman.
Ah.
You see where I'm going with this? Think of a song title that has M-A-N in its title. Jillian, our producer, don't let me down.
Oh, what about Man Skin? Because Mona Skin is spelled like M-A-N. Anyway.
Can actually.
Right?
Yeah, okay, no
okay, bad. Okay, but I think
so
I'll
choose.
So
you just hacked the game right there.
Thank you. What about Womanizer by Britney Spears?
I'm so proud of you.
I love.
What's that mean? A song title that has the word man in it? Get creative. What's that mean? 8855-0920. While we collate your messages and we'll choose a winner, I'm also going to pop off next my thoughts on Coachella. By the way, Jillian,
mm-hmm.
Can you name me one song from No Doubt?
No.
You see that next generation, no? Nick, you're telling me you don't know this song?
Oh, I do. Is this called...
Stop it.
I don't know the title.
Are you serious? How? It really, like, it felt like not long ago when all these songs were like in front of all, like, these were some of the most famous songs in the world.
But they never show title. I just hear
Stop
on the
it.
Radio and I'm like, I love this song, disgusting. But I don't know what it's called.
This one in particular, one of my favorite songs. I remember as a teenager listening to this on the radio, I used to always have a portable radio hi-fi set that was like right next to my bed. Wow.
So cute.
We were teenagers not long ago. How did this happen, dear listener? Right, how? We'll pop off on Coachella next. No Doubt made their comeback after 9 years.
Whoa.
Getting you on your way. Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
What's hot?
Time to pop off.
Here are my unfiltered thoughts on Coachella, which happened over the weekend. I want to start off by showing love to the incredible Asian artists that walked through the doors that Blackpink opened many years ago when they performed at Coachella. Starting with the incredible Le Sserafim, they sang live. They gave it their all. ATEEZ was fantastic as well. The Rose. And from Japan, we had Atarashigako. We had Yoasobi, who was incredible. What a cherry on top of a phenomenal year after the success of Idol, right? Now over to the big headliners. Okay, we had a couple of surprises. Will Smith back on stage performing Men in Black, having a lot of the Gen Zs going, wait, he can rap? And then, speaking of the 90s and going back in time, No Doubt. No Doubt to me was the biggest highlight and surprise of Coachella. I thought, with Gwen Stefani on stage, that we're going to get some of her solo stuff, that she's going to give us some Harajuku, Sweet Escape Gwen Stefani. But no, she really kept it to, no, you knew me in the 90s as the lead singer of No Doubt, and I will give you No Doubt. It was nostalgic for many of us. We haven't heard songs like Underneath It All in a long time, right? This ska pop sound is missing in this day and age. And the freedom, that punk freedom of spiderwebs. The closest that we have right now in the mainstream today, of course, is young Olivia Rodrigo, who, of course, surprised everyone by joining Gwen Stefani on stage and singing alongside. There was a lot of that passing the torch, you know? Which brings me to Lana Del Rey. I'm a huge Lana Del Rey fan. Huge. And I'm not like, oh, I listen to Born to Die and that's it. No. Like, I've always praised Lana. I've always given her flowers. I've always said that, you know, she's one of those artists, rare artists, that just gets better with each album. And I will be honest with you, I don't think she should have headlined Coachella. I'm really sorry, fellow fans, but let's be honest here. Lana Del Rey's music is best experienced in a very intimate setting. If it's just a Lana Del Rey concert, yeah. But when it's alongside fans who want to see like Tyler, the Creator, and you know, other artists, you just look at the chat. Everyone's like, what is happening? And I couldn't defend Lana either. I was also wondering as a fan, like, what is happening, Lana? Why are you not singing? Why are you pushing the mic in front of the audience? Why are we seeing a hologram of Lana? Lana, you're just right there. Why do I have to look at a hologram of you? It was very puzzling. Apart from the cool intro and outro when she showed up, you know, at the back of like a motorcycle, they come in like a gang together. That was so cool to see. But then everything else was kind of like monotonous, you know? So I was really bummed out. But the biggest highlight from that Lana set was when she sang Video Games, her breakout hit, alongside Billie Eilish. Like that, to me, this entire period of the set was impeccable. Like it should have just been that way, that intimate Lana Del Rey Coachella appearance, and then you kind of let it go. I was actually really surprised that Taylor Swift didn't go out and perform, you know, because I did hear that, you know, she was there, right, with Travis Kelce, and she was there to support Ice Spice. I was really surprised that Taylor Swift didn't go up on stage and do Snow on the Beach. That was one of my personal favorite songs as well. It would have been really nice to have like Jack Antonoff, and then we had John Batiste, and then we had like Billie Eilish, you know, three powerhouses coming together. But I love to hear, this is just honestly, once again, my personal thoughts on Coachella. What I loved about it and what I unfortunately also felt was a bit of a miss.
Almost there. You're on your way on Kiss 92.
Now, a chance for you to win 20 packs of Dan's Bites Brownie Crisps. Worth $120. We've got white chocolate crisps, dark chocolate with mixed nuts crisps, red velvet crisps. Chipsy chips, lah. Okay? Check them out at dansbites.com. We're playing my silly little song title game as a warm-up before our guest, the song with Prop Next, right? I've asked you to think of a song title that has the word man in it. M-A-N. And you can get creative. It can be like woman, right? And you'll have very strong music libraries.
Okay? Yeah.
Y'all love this game. We have an avalanche of messages that I want our producer, Jillian Summers, to now go through. Let's do some shout outs.
We've got Sharon with Superman.
It's not easy. Wow, love this song.
Then Caroline and Shamia with Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yes. Before there was Taylor Swift, there was the Shania Twain.
And then Cheryl with Better Men.
Wow, all 90s songs, nice. You know, there was a point in time when Robbie Williams would command a crowd like the way Michael Jackson would. It'd be like a sea of people. And he's actually performed here a bunch of times as well, yeah?
Yeah. Jonathan and Shireen with Rocket Man, Elton John.
Ooh,
classic. Fadley with Enter Sandman, Metallica, and Man Who Sold the World, Nirvana.
Classic, classic.
And Victoria and Christopher with Manic Monday by the Bangles.
More classics. You see what I mean? Oof. And it doesn't end there. It does not end there. We got more deep cuts here. Shout out to Sabrina, who says Man Down by Rihanna. Okay. Rum pa pa pam. Rum. You know the song?
Yeah.
Don't bluff. Your yeah was so unconvincing.
How am I supposed to sound like? Anyway, we've got Sean here with Man Who Can't Be Moved.
Oh, okay, the script, right? Yeah. Wake up
and you're missing me. And then Dennis with Maniac, Conan Gray.
Okay. Creative. Maniac. Maniac.
We also had Ara with Maniac by Stray Kids.
That counts, that counts. And now it comes to the most requested songs, right? The song entries that we had the most number for when it comes to Man. We'll start off with Lei Hua, JoJo, and Danny with Bruno Mars. Was that the one that you thought of? And then we had Phoebe, JoJo, Cheryl, and Perry that said, hey, Michael Jackson. Man in the Mirror. Winnie, Penelope, Joshua, great name, Anna, and Eileen. You say straight up, The Man by Taylor Swift. But here comes the biggest surprise. The song that we had the most number of entries for a song title that has the word man in it. Shout out to Ming Liang, Roslina, Daryl, Rachel, Jenny, and Wong. Y'all said Nelly Furtado. One of you will win $120 worth of Dan's Bites Brownie Crisps.
Getting you on your way. In style.
Okay, time to get started.
With Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
Oh, the time has come for you to win $100 cash. Why not?
Wow.
$100 cash lah. This is brought to you by PropNext. We're playing our game of Guess the Song. We've already given out thousands of dollars cash. We have up to $8,500 cash. And we also have flights, don't we? Flights to Paris to give away as well. This is our fifth edition of our Guess the Song. And Jillian, you're not told what the song is, right?
No, not at all.
But I'll be honest with you, I already guessed already this one.
Yeah, Joshua, please stop guessing all the songs.
I'm very good at this game. Okay, let's see if you know the answer, you call, you get through, you get $100 cash. If you don't get it right, we snowball it by an extra $100, okay? But I'll play you the sound now, okay? Three times. Listen carefully, yeah? Come on. Call me now, 669-10920. I'll only pick up one call, all right? Just make sure that you've registered at I Can Fly with PropNext. We got Sheila on the line right now. Sheila, it sounds like you're on the move. Where are you on your way towards?
Going for a swim now in Pasir Ris.
You're going for a swim now in...
Pasir Ris.
I heard Khatib.
Yes.
Who is right? Okay, so you're
going... Friend's place.
Friend's house. Okay, okay. Yeah. It'll be nice, right, to, on your way to your friend's house, win $100 cash.
Yes, definitely. It'll be good for dinner.
It's fifth edition of Guess the Song. I have to check in. Have you already registered on the I Can Fly with PropNext website?
Yes.
Wonderful. Which location did you pick from the five destinations that you can fly to?
Paris.
You're so deadpan. I love it. You're just like, Paris, on the win. Hi, let's go.
Let's go together.
Okay, I'll play the Guess the Song clip. It's a 1 second clip, three times, okay? And then you fire off your answer. You get it right, $100 cash. You get it wrong, the price snowballs to $200, okay?
Okay.
Let's go. All right, Sheila, what song is it?
I don't know whether I'm right, but I'll try. My hum. Black IP.
Ooh, my humps. Right. I can see why you think it's my humps, right?
Because yeah.
Noni Noni Risque song. My lovely lady lumps. Check it out. Not inside, like, I'm sorry. This clip is not in the song. Unfortunately, Sheila, you are not a winner here, but you could also end up winning your flights to Paris.
Yeah.
So keep your fingers crossed. The prize now snowballs to $200 cash.
Always with you, on your way, on Kiss 92.
I want us to do this more, Jillian, where we react to the news that we cover on the show. Because, you know, during the news, I'm all serious. I'm in my serious journalist mode, you know, mm-hmm. So I'm delivering it with as little emotion as possible. But very often, as I'm reading the news to you, the back of my mind is going like, what in the world?
It's true.
Let's start with the crocodile. The 500 kilo crocodile that they just caught in Malacca. This is wild. I sometimes forget that we also have crocodiles here in Singapore. Uh-huh. Like if you go to Sungai Buloh, you go to the mangrove swamp.
Okay, yes. So
which I've never been. I've never been to that area before, but I have seen reports where people have seen like crocodiles and stuff. And I think there was one story. Do you remember, dear listener? I think a couple of years ago where they spotted a crocodile near Changi, the beach area there. And I'm like, this is why I don't go into the water. It's not just Jaws.
Yeah, it's everything else.
Crocodiles
in a tropical country
are scary, yo. And then there are also sea snakes and all these other things. I don't mess with animals. I don't mess with the ocean.
And somewhere in our Singapore waters, like cloudy, so you don't actually know what's touching you.
Exactly, right? And this is a constant reminder to respect wildlife you know, and animals are going to do what they're going to do,
yep.
right? You just got to be very careful. So I go down this rabbit hole often where I watch like snake attacks or whatever, or like feral cats, mountain lions, bears and everything. And I'll really go down the rabbit hole of like crocodile charges at this, but it's all on YouTube, ma. And especially in Florida, like I'll never live in Florida. You'll just have random saltwater crocodiles just like walking across. And I'm like, how am I going to let my dog out? You know, so it freaks me out. And the fact that it's a 500 kilo crocodile, this is absolutely
wild. For reference, right, I Googled 7 things that weigh 500 kilograms. It's like an adult camel, a grand piano, a gray whale.
No.
Yeah.
And also the bit about the Toyota cars. Uh-huh. This has nothing to do with the cars, just more the pronunciation. I just found it funny because we just did Car Expo.
Yeah.
And they were like, please, it's not Hyundai, because Singaporeans like to say Hyundai, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's Hyundai.
Oh.
Right? Hyundai. Yeah, it's Korean, ma.
Yes.
Then at the same time, then I think we should apply it to the Japanese name of Toyota.
Correct.
Right? It's not, because we always say Toyota, Toyota, right? It's not. It's Toyota.
Then
Toyota.
That means for like Volkswagen, you must say Volkswagen.
Volkswagen, exactly. And we do. Even things like tsunami. We always say tsunami, right? It's tsunami.
You're kidding.
Tsukiji Market, TSU ma.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So if you study like hiragana, it's ts. There's no su.
Oh.
Su is a different hiragana word itself. So it should be tsunami.
Today I learned.
See all these things I teach y'all, right? And that was me reacting to the news.
You're on your way with Joshua Simon. Kiss 92.
And it does feel good to be back on the show. For the past couple of days, I was on medical leave. I want to show love to Yumiko for covering the show while I was away. For Jillian as well, for taking care of the show. Over the weekend, as many of you know, we had our Car Expo event. Mm-hmm. I was hosting it alongside Yumiko. Jillian was here handling all the tech stuff as well. And as a producer, Jillian, you know, like behind the scenes, I've been quietly going through some pain in my chest, and it's more to the left side of the chest, which is quite concerning.
Scary,
right? Near the heart, you know. And at first it was like sharp pains on the left side to a point where I could not even sleep, and then it went away, it became dull pressure, and I thought, okay, just give it some time, it'll be fine. And then as we were hosting the event, my left arm, there was this tingly sensation from my arm all the way down to my palms, as if my sleeve was very tight like that, you know?
Right.
And I'm the kind of person who, if I'm faced with any kind of health problem, I kind of laugh it off, I make jokes about it. And then Yumiko's like, yo, this is not funny, you know? Mm. And she's like, you need to go to the hospital now. So I heeded her advice. I went straight to A&E. We did a blood test as well. We checked my lungs, we checked my heart, and thankfully, everything seems to be in the clear. So the doctor suspects that is this thing called costochondritis.
Okay.
Inflammation in the ribcage cartilage lining area. So like towards the middle but left side.
Okay, you know? So the cartilage is inflamed.
Yeah, it can be from a myriad of reasons. It could be stress, and I love it when doctors are like, are you stressed? I'm like, how to not be stressed? Have you looked at the state of the world?
Yep.
You know? And it could be from anything. It could even be from a workout that you maybe pushed a little bit too much around the chest area. It could be that as well. But it seems like it's not a major cause for concern. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to give it some time and hopefully heal, you know? But I'll say this. Nothing will humble you like sickness and illness. You can have big plans for the weekend, for the rest of the year. You can have goals that you've yet to accomplish. But when your health hits, it hits hard. Okay? And you're reminded, I'm getting reminded of how important your health is over and over, more often as I age. Okay? So I just want to encourage everyone, even though, especially for my generation, we're like, we were teenagers not that long ago.
Yeah.
What happened? You know, your life is so precious. Never take it for granted. Okay? Live each day to the fullest, one day at a time.
Getting you on your way. In style.
Okay, time to get started.
With Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
You're on your way with Joshua Simon on Kiss 92. Here's what you have to look forward to this hour. We have Sean Rick Hu.
Oh, yeah.
And on the playlist, a sweet dose of nostalgia from Pink. A hit from Post Malone.
I like that one.
And another song from Ava Max. That's actually a song from the 90s, but she claims that it's completely original.
That's a really long song name, Josh. Wait. She claims it's original?
Look, I don't mean to knock you, Ava Max. Your songs are fabulous.
Yes.
but we've heard all these songs before.
Really?
Case in point. Okay, right? Sounds okay, somewhat original, right. But... Okay, let's move on to this one. Okay, Shakira.
Yeah.
Shakira's version is Whenever, Wherever.
Yeah.
Ava Max one is Whatever.
Whatever, whoever,
Kenna.
Whichever.
Where you get the budget to pay for all this, huh?
Maybe if you change the name, then the whole song is just different.
This is a new one. Dun, 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 dun. This one, like, you know when you're young, your younger sister play piano. Is this song? Correct. Enough, huh? Last warning, Ava Max.
Maybe her next album, right? It's called Remax.
What?
Remix, ma.
You're not just on the way. You're on your way. With Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
Hanging out with Sean McCoo over here.
Hello, hello, hello.
And very soon you've got an interview lined up for us.
That's
on the
right.
Who are you going to be speaking to?
His name is Kadir Surati. He is a singer-songwriter. Local singer-songwriter.
Say the name again.
Kadir Surati.
One more time.
Kadir Surati. I hope I'm not butchering the name. Because if I am, I will do the right name later tonight.
Well, you'll ask him, you know, and don't know, ask, right? But yes. I mean, what a name, Kadir. I don't think I know anyone. Like, I always try to look out for people with unique names.
Right.
Ezekiel. I'm like, wow, that's a powerful name.
Zebediah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know a Zebediah.
I know a Zebediah, yeah.
Intro.
Okay.
I just wanted...
Hey, bro, my friend Josh Simon wants to meet you. Why? Oh, because of your name, very special.
Your name very cool.
That's it?
Yeah. Like, I want to hear, like I want to know someone... Okay, like Jillian, her last name, not real one, Summer. But yeah. I want to know someone whose name is Summer.
Oh.
That's a cool name to be like, hey, this is Summer.
Oh, wow. But in it's all the same in Malay terms, what?
What?
Sama Sama. I regret nothing.
Wow.
On your way with Joshua Simon on Kiss 92.
Taking over next is Sean Rick. It's a chance for you to win a $100 voucher from 99 Benz. Isn't this that karaoke song? 99?
No, different.
Balloons.
99 balloon.
Isn't it 99 Balloons?
Balloons?
Isn't it 99? There's a famous song, right? Is it German song?
I know
song?
99 Problems.
99 Balloons. 99 Luft Balloons. Ballons by Nena.
Wow.
Like, it's a very, very popular, like, karaoke song.
What's it sound like?
It's Russian. I mean, I can play it off YouTube, but Kiss 92 now pay for the...
No.
So now okay. got one hair commercial playing in the background. Okay, yeah, okay. Now can. I don't think of bad words, lah. I think it should be fine.
It's fine.
Wait.
Wow.
Okay.
You hear the synths?
It's from 1984. Hey. It definitely sounds like a 1984 track.
It's like an 80s hit. Oh, yeah! I'm in such a happy mood now.
Back to the price, which is not 99 Balloons. This is 99 Benz. It's a premier sim racing studio in Funan Mall.
That's right. Let me give you a little bit of a preview.
Yes, please.
That was it. That was
so. It's like a mini F1.
Yeah. Whoa, but inside Funan, no. It's all VR.
Virtual motorsports enthusiasts, this is for you. 99 Benz. You're on your way with Joshua Simon on Kiss 90.
I get it now. Benz cause drifting. Right.
99 turns. 99 swerves.
99 left.
Drifts.
99 right. Oh, yeah.
Drift. They should have named it that way. 99 drifts.
On your way. It's Kiss 92.
You've been on your way with Joshua Simon, and I hope I earned the privilege of your time. It really does feel good to be back on the show. There's nothing like, you get a health scare and you're freaking out, and then you recover and you heal and you get a new perspective and you go back to work and you never take things for granted ever again, you know. And I feel like I'm getting that new lease of life. And I know if you've ever struggled with anything, then you kind of know what this is, without alluding too much to it. But Sean Rick, who is taking over now.
Oh yeah.
And Sean Rick, you've got I want to say you've got big shoes to fill, but your shoes are massive.
I think this is the first time I started to wear boots to the studio.
What?
And we're both wearing boots today.
What size is this?
US 13.
For real?
For real?
I'm 11.5 and already that's big. You're like
I have a spare pair of shoes of really nice white leather sneakers. Mm. I can wait. You want?
Yes, please.
Okay, I passed you.
I pay for it.
No. I just give you.
Yeah, I give you clothes. We have to barter trade. We have to, like the olden days.
I'm a pair of sneakers.
You give me something, I give you something. Lah. I think it's fair.
Okay, give that's me a high five.
That's how it ought to be, you know? But like, that's how it ought to be, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be transactional cash-wise, but I'll find something to gift to you if you're going to give me one of your shoes.
One of the best gifts you can ever give me is makan.
Food.
Mm.
But then after you eat, you'll out what? You know what I mean? Whereas clothes, you get to like every time you wear it, you'd be like, Josh gave me this piece.
On that note, right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you fart, right, do you think that the farts are just the ghosts of the food you ate?
Sean Rick, who is taking over, you have this to look forward to, everyone.
You're on your way. I'm on my way. With Joshua Simon. Kiss 92.